Sit down. We have to talk. Are you seriously telling me to come back later? No, I'm talking to you now. Don't threaten me. Or else every person in this company will get the USB with the proof that you've been skimming money into your own account. Now you're silent. Where's that smug grin now? Did I say you could speak? You should be very quiet and listen to everything I have to say. Aw, do you not like that? Well, look at you being a good little boy anyway. I've been waiting to tell you this for so long. You're disgusting. Yeah, you're disgusting. You weren't fooling anybody with your expensive clothes. But now I own you. Get up. Get up. Good. Now go sit on the couch. Aw, look at you, listen. I won't even need to house train you. Now listen up, because I don't like repeating myself. You report to me now. You tell no one. I own you. Why? Because I can ruin you. But it's not just that. I know a submissive when I see one. I think deep down you know that you want this. I see that look in your eye. I've seen the way you stare at my tits when you walk into my office. Do you have any idea how unprofessional you're being? What if I stared at your body? Start taking your clothes off. Yes, take your clothes off. Show me what's underneath. Oh, got any tattoos you want to show me? Any piercings? Because I obviously get them, so fuckboys like you can use them as an excuse to talk about my body at work. Do you have any idea how it feels to be stared at as if I'm naked all the time? Yeah, throw that shirt to the side. Drop your pants. Stop. Sit down. Don't approach me. Good boy. I can tell by your underwear you didn't expect to get any today. Or is that just you? Are you getting hard? What do you think, this is some porno where I'm going to touch you? How sad. You don't even come close to meeting my standards. Sit. My phone's going off. I have to check this. Damn. Anthony canceled on me. Yeah, Anthony from accounting. Oh, you're jealous. Is that why you didn't give him a promotion? Well, guess who's gonna get promoted tomorrow morning? Yeah, I can do that. That's part of my job. Is that all the fight you have? This is easier than I imagined. Well, I'm gonna text Anthony a long message about all the horribly slutty things I'm gonna do with him. About the lingerie I wore under my work clothes all day for him. How deep down my throat I was gonna swallow his cock. Hey, what the hell are you doing? Jesus, you jump like a child. Even if you grabbed that USB, I have several more. And look at that. You knocked my favorite mug off the coffee table. It's shattered. Get on your fucking knees. Look at you drooling. Look at that sad little bulge. You're still hoping that if you listen, I might touch you. It's so sad. Drop your hands and kiss my feet while I finish this message. Aw, I love watching you grovel. All that talk with the boys of choosing interns to make your bitches, and the only bitch is you. You treat these young girls as props to booster your own ego, but the only prop is you. Start licking your lips and warming up your tongue. You're gonna be my vibrator tonight. Tie that tire on your eyes. What I have on underneath are going to give you wet dreams, but I save the view for lovers, not whatever you are. You don't get to look at me without my clothes. God, your hair is greasy. It's only good for controlling your head. How do you like that? Let me get a handful and pull you in. Yes, you like that, don't you, you pervert? My pussy in your face. You have the same use as my pillow at home, but at least I can sleep on the pillow. What use do you have? Oh, you can't breathe? You didn't seem to care about breathing when you were talking about face-fucking the interns at the bar with all the boys. Deal with it. You breathe when I come. Ugh. put your finger in my pussy. That's all your hands are good for. Fine enough till I get something better, but you get what you pay for, and we came pretty cheap. Put your pants back on. What? You want to touch yourself? Of course not. You don't get jack shit. Put on your clothes. You have work to do.